You're listening to The Morning Magazine on KGNU. I'm Alexis Kenyon. This year, Longmont will host its 8th annual Sustainable Resilient Longmont Earth Day event. Joining me to tell us more about what's in store, we have Karen Dyke, chair of this year's event, and Garrett Chapel, Senior Sustainability Specialist for Premier Members Credit Union. Garrett, Karen, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having us on.
So to start, tell me about the event. What is Sustainable Resilient Longmont, and what do you have planned for this year?
Thank you. We call it SRL because it's really hard to say Sustainable Resilient Longmont that many times. So we're a local nonprofit. We work within our community to affect sustainability. What we primarily work on is renewable energy and moving to electrification and also zero waste. And the other big event we do every year is our Earth Day Festival event. And
That's tomorrow.
And Earth has decided it's going to be snowy. So
we're at a new place. Welcome to 2023, guys.
Yeah.
Or just spring in Colorado,
I think. Normal weather is good, right?
Yeah.
And this year we've moved to Timberline School, which is at Mountain View and Lashley, out into a neighborhood, more diverse community. And so we're really excited. And we have the benefit of having the school to move into. We planned on being outside and in a nearby park, but we're moving inside. So we'll be able to have all of our events. And
even I hear you have goats. Are the goats going to make it inside?
The goats have to stay outside.
Oh, bummer.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, well. But we have baby goats, which is one thing we try to do every year. The kids love having the baby goats there. And we also have, though, more of a festival. We have some dancers. We have the school's mariachi band's going to play. And then we're going to have the lower elementary kids are going to sing some. So
cute.
We have...
It's 2015. Mm-hmm. I wonder how... I mean, has your event evolved as, you know, the urgency of climate change has progressed? Especially this year, it seems... It just seems like it's been getting more and more serious. This year feels so much more serious than even, I think, last year.
Yeah. I think it's important that as we look at this, that we continue to maintain hope. And what we work on is the premise that we can have hope by working on those big global climate things at a local level. And so that's what we do. And we give people ways that they can work on different activities. And the way we've changed, we've always focused primarily on children's events and children's topics, and we're evolving to continue to have lots of kids' activities, like one group usually makes mud seed balls for them to plant, but also we're focusing on regenerative agriculture this year, so there's something more for other people to come and figure out ways to affect climate in very local level.
So how did both of you get involved in sustainability and regenerative agriculture? I mean, and any of these, why are you doing this?
So, excuse me. I have been working full-time in sustainability for, I guess it was since 2019. So that 5 years or so. And I got in it because I saw a lack of action, and I thought, well, I can make some change in the company that I was currently in. So from that work, I got involved with SRL, and
which is Sustainable Resilience Longmont. Which is hosting the event. Okay.
Yes. And I just find that local action and local climate work is a really good antidote to the, I'll just call it climate dread.
Yeah.
That we face when working full-time in sustainability. So I'm very appreciative of Sustainable Resilient Longmont and other local groups to help show what impact we can have at a local level.
And I've been a long-term environmental movement person. And when I first moved to Longmont, I got involved in the fracking movement. And that was really...
When was that?
That was in 2013.
Okay. Yeah.
And Longmont had just passed their ban on fracking. And what I realized was that didn't stop anything. And so I worked within that realm for a while, and it was really discouraging. So I decided, let's work on the other side of this, the side of the solutions. So that's when I joined Sustainable Resilient Longmont's board, and we started working on moving our electric power company to 100% renewable energy. And so we were really a movement in PRPA, our electric provider, stating that they would move to 100% renewable energy. So I think it's really an example of local action affecting a huge swath of sort of the northeast part of Colorado, because it's Fort Collins, Loveland, Longmont, Estes Park.
So in some ways, unfortunately, it feels like sustainable living or sustainability is a luxury, at least when it comes to, say, you know, retrofitting your home's energy sources and other lifestyle changes people make in order to go green. Are there ways in which you are trying to make sustainability something that's for everyone?
Yeah, I think that that's probably one of the main messages we're trying to get out this year. First of all, is to teach children to love the earth. And then also the value of zero waste. Everybody can try to eliminate food waste, right? You know, you go to the store and you overbuy on vegetables, and so you throw them out after a week. So how do we prevent food waste? How do we stop putting stuff in the landfill?
How do we? What are some solutions?
Yeah, we have a whole zero waste committee that works on how do we put the right things into our recycling bin so that we're not contaminating that stream of waste? We also look at, we worked a lot on composting, and some of those laws have just, some of those rules, no, they aren't laws, some of the rules have just changed on what's acceptable, but we're continuing to push forward on that and work on not putting excess stuff into our landfills. It's a simple thing everybody can do, and everybody can maybe put a pot of flowers out, and that takes some carbon dioxide out. It's not a solution globally. We can't plant that many flowers. But as people start to do one simple thing, then they get invested.
Then they become aware.
And they become aware and work on larger items.
Well, and
We only have about 10 seconds, but go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead.
No, I would say if you want to learn more about some of this local action and local options, just make sure to come to the event tomorrow at Timberline K-8.
We'll have details about that on our website today, news.kgnu.org. Garrett, Karen, thank you so much for joining me. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you much.
Thank you.